Simon & Schuster Audio presents People Will Talk by Kieran Scott. Read by Austin Gray, Dana Wing Lau, and Cindy Kay. For Matt, Lucky Number 3. Prologue. The bride was crystal clear on one thing. She would have the most unique, the most elaborate, the most decadent chandelier money could buy as the centerpiece for her wedding. Chandeliers being the wedding trend of the season, and she being the most famous engaged socialite on the East Coast. Though the engagement was a secret at the moment, this did not seem like an unreasonable ask. Yes, it was a last-minute wedding, but if she couldn't have everything her heart desired on her wedding day, well, then she'd been lied to her entire life. The chandelier arrived encased in a large wooden crate, secured to a flatbed truck, and required a full-sized forklift to convey it to the wedding tent. Three prize-winning hydrangeas were removed by the landscapers to allow the forklift access to the lawn, which it summarily destroyed, requiring new sod to be put in later that evening. The wedding planners kept to the edges of the dance floor while the chandelier expert they'd hired directed his two assistants and the six movers in meticulously extracting the giant light fixture from its protective wrapping. The piece, there was no denying it, was a work of art. Made of thousands upon thousands of handcrafted bronze leaves, twisted and soldered along delicate metal vines to mimic lush strands of ivy, the chandelier contained four tapering tiers and 150 bulbs. It had movement, it had life, it weighed over 300 pounds. It was so beautiful that the wedding planners and their team members gasped in awe at the sight of it. One of them even applauded, but only for a moment before she remembered she was a professional and clasped her hands behind her back. The piece had been made in India by a family of craftspeople known for generations to be experts in fine metalwork. They toiled on the chandelier for over a year and were so proud of their creation, they took a family photo with it that still hangs in their workshop in a place of honor. Upon completion, the matriarch of the family barely had the heart to let it go. It was a point of pride. It was one of a kind. It was never intended to be a murder weapon. Catherine. Peter Frank was sitting in the lobby of her beachfront hotel. What did it mean? Had he come here for her? How did he know where she was staying and why?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?